I'm Kelly. I'm also a plant lover. I'm a lover of green things, growth, and life. And if you know anything about plants, then you know this. A seed can be packed with promise. It may be genetically wired to grow tall, bloom wide, bear fruit, but if the soil isn't right, it'll struggle. It needs the right nutrients, the right light, the right conditions. And I learned early on, I'm no different. I spent years trying to bloom in rocky, shallow, acidic soil. Environments that didn't recognize what I carried. Systems that misunderstood a little black girl who was energetic, expressive, curious, creative, and yes, a little loud. I was told I was too much, not enough, misread, misclassified. And at one point, I was even placed in special education, not because I couldn't learn, but because they did not know how to see me. But here's what I know. The seed never loses its power. You take that same girl, you plant her in soil that's rich, ready, with space, sunlight, and care. Same seed, same girl, just better soil. That better soil, I call it Blacktopia. I was replanted in a multi-generational household, raised by folks who poured into me, surrounded by black teachers, black doctors, black homeowners, black joy on the porch of 820 North Bentlow Street. Black excellence in every room. It was a community where possibility lived on every block. You could hear the music. You could feel it in the laughter. You could see it in the pride. No code switching, no shrinking. I could be smart, outgoing, silly, soulful, aggressive, soft, all the time being seen for it. That was the first time I experienced the transformative power of environment. And it was the first time I saw what it meant to be part of a community that was deeply invested in each other's growth. So fast forward a couple of decades, I did what many of us do. I got busy doing the work, community work, advocacy, care work, running my mouth, building community through activism and home ownership. The kind of work that fills your spirit but can empty your tank. And eventually, I hit a wall. I was pouring from a cracked cup, giving what I didn't have, still showing up but no longer rooted. That's when I found Neighbors United University and they found me. Now, let me be clear. It wasn't a rescue. It was a greenhouse. It was a blank pot. It was a canvas. And we, the cohort, we turned it into something powerful. We brought out truths. We brought our questions, our dreams. We shaped space together. And in doing so, we created something nourishing, affirming, and very real. That's the kind of fertile ground that United Way helped make possible, not by telling us what to grow, but by trusting us to plant together. It reminded me of Blacktopia, not in form, but in feeling. Feeling safe, feeling empowered, collaborative, and rooted. This cohort was different, and it was different. Nobody told us how to do anything. Nobody told us to fix our tone. No one asked us to shrink or sanitize. Instead, they said, come as you are, bring your boldness, bring your brilliance, and we see you. We weren't just learning new tools. We were reimagining what community leadership could actually look like. We listened deeply. We questioned honestly. We dreamt out loud. Like, We dreamt about community art programs in every neighborhood, because why not? And most importantly, we trusted each other enough to grow in the open. That trust, that shared soil, that's where real transformation happens. Because when people feel safe, they bring their full selves to the table. And don't just participate, they lead. Now, don't get me wrong. Being in the right soil doesn't mean storms won't come. But when your roots run deep, you bend, you lean in, you don't break. Neighbors United University helped me reconnect with the little girl that always knew she was powerful and gave grown one in me the tools and the trust to live that truth out loud. My roots are deeper. My branches are stronger. And if you ask me what it takes to build thriving communities, I say this. Start with the soil. Nurture what's planted. Trust what will grow. And remember, each one of us has a role to play to tend this garden. So my five takeaways from Neighbors United University. One, environment matters. Talent needs nurturing, not just talent. Two, Black spaces are powerful. They birth vision, voice, and wholeness. Three, burnout is real and is recoverable. Rest is not a reward, it is a right. Four, transformation requires tools and trust. Growth is rooted in community collaboration and truly being seen. And number five, everyone deserves the right soil. Equity starts from the ground up. NUU.